It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Thursday, and we throw it back to the year
1981.
81, because we throw into the Willow Float Tank today, coming up here in just about exactly 30 minutes at 8 o'clock for those Texas Rangers tickets. The peanuts will go into the tank. So when you're talking about songs about peanuts, there's not many, but there definitely is one.
I was putting peanuts in my coat.
Yes, she was. Barbara Mandrell from...
Now look at everybody
the
trying
song.
To be what I was then. I was country.
Yes, she was.
When country wasn't cool.
Putting peanuts in her Coke in country when country... Barbara Mandrell. I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool, the official title, and it was written by Ms. Kai Fleming and a little help from her cohort, Dennis Morgan. A number one in a mammoth song, signature song of Barbara Mandrell in 1981 and her entire career, and a song that had the line that is still very much used today, I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool. Now, Kai Fleming, she came up with that idea for the title during the whole... year before in the urban cowboy craze, and she just jotted it down in her little writer's notebook there. And a few weeks later, she and Dennis Morgan thought it might be the right time to fit some lyrics to this thing and fashion a song, although they were very actually quite nervous about telling their record producer, the great Tom Collins, and other artists that may all look at it as a joke. They figured it was going to be one of those songs that either was somewhat of a statement or fall apart. So around Christmas of 1980, they start working. And they went out to California and they visited with Barbara Mandrell, who was working on her NBC television show at the time. This was peak Mandrell. And they played five or six songs for Barbara right beside her swimming pool out there in California. And she reacted most strongly to this song. And she made it the centerpiece of her album, Barbara Mandrell Live, which... mostly was recorded in June of 1981 there at Opryland in Nashville. Ironically, this song was cut completely in a set of studios. So how this worked was, out there in L.A., while Barbara was in between NBC tapings, she goes into the studio there at NBC and cuts her lead vocal in about 20 minutes. And then goes about the rest of her Hollywood day. Well, then they had her part. And then they thought, you know, it name drops George Jones on there. It'd be really cool to get him. So they called George Jones up. Yeah, George, where are you? Nashville. Okay. So they get George Jones in a studio there in Nashville. And he does it virtually in no time. They mix it all together with one extra thing. Since it's a live album, they put... some crowd noise from a previous concert behind her. George and Barbara, they never were together.
Wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts, even when they-